You're listening to the Grumpy Old Comedians podcast with Gary Hu, Darren Sanders and Mick Meredith.
Ever wanted to be a real estate agent, Gaz?
No.
Yeah, don't have the head for it?
Actually, no.
In the paper, there's always the pictures. A real estate agent.
We want to see it.
Yeah. Let's have a look at this bloke. Mm. Let's have a look at this guy who's going to rip us off.
Yeah.
I don't think they should put the headshots in the paper. They should have mugshots.
There would be a mugshot.
A headshot's different than a mugshot.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Oh, you got to hold a number there.
Oh, it's the number.
Yeah, you don't see too many portraits.
With 1744459.
And not family portraits anyway.
No.
Then again, depends which suburb you're in.
Yeah, if you're out in anything could happen. Not that there's anything wrong with...
They're very popular, these house and land packages now. In certain areas. All the new areas of every capital city have them. House and land package from 500,000.
Yeah.
That's like going into a sandwich shop, going sandwiches from a dollar. What do you get first? Here's two bits of bread. Now, if you want anything on that, you have to keep paying more.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way these houses work.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Straight away, you're knowing, okay, would you like doors in your house?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't mind them. Oh, that doesn't come with the package. That's extra.
Why are doors important?
Yeah, you want lights? Go, what? Yeah. Oh, that's not part of the package. How many do you want?
Yeah. One in each room would be good.
The real estate jargon.
Oh, yeah.
Just get your local paper out, have a look through there and start laughing. Great phrases like, fantastic for the first home buyer.
Yeah.
You know? Like, should be a neon light out the front of the house going, sucker.
Sucker. Sucker. Come on. Sucker. You've never bought before.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
This is for you.
What about this one? Renovator's dream.
Renovator's dream.
Mm. Yeah, you got to hope someone in your family's a builder. You know, it's okay if you all your family are labourers and sparkies and plumbers. Fine.
You ever met a renovator that lays around dreaming about renovating? Yeah. No.
Lots of potential.
Lots of potential for what? Falling down?
I mean, they're a lot like car salesmen, aren't they? Real estate agents?
They look the same, don't they? Because you get some photos of them too. They're like the real estate agents. They like to have their photo.
Yeah.
Like they're some sort of hero.
Yeah.
You know, they're just both in the game of lying.
They're professional bullshitters, is what it is.
Yeah.
They're trying to sell you crap.
That's right.
You know, what makes a car more enticing to buy that car because it had one lady own it?
Yeah.
You don't know what the lady was like. Might have been a nutbag.
Yeah.
Thrash the thing.
Leadfoot.
Both of them, the car salesman and the real estate agent, they always have that cooling off period after they after they sell you something.
Yeah. They come straight after the ripping off period.
You go to some of these zoos now that are lacking animals.
Yeah.
I went to one in Adelaide there. You know when you look in the cage anyway, there's still a sign left there. There's nothing in the cage.
No, and you're looking for it.
But you're standing there going, what the hell is in this thing? Oh, they're keeping flies?
It must be behind that rock over there, probably. I love that sign, don't feed it.
Yeah. Don't feed the
don't
animals.
Don't feed the animals, you know. I can't feed the animals, but you can lock them up.
Who goes to the zoo with the idea they're going to feed bears and lions? You know, you don't rock up with a...
picnic pack for, for the giraffes.
Half a boar. Hanging over your shoulder, you're walking into the zoo. What do you got there, buddy? Bit of flesh, a bit of meat, and going to feed the tigers. You're not going to be eating packets of chips. You go, I reckon they're into salt and vinegar.
Look at that. They are, by golly.
They eat anything, those monkeys. Yeah. Throw a monkey banana and they do that, they peel it. And you go, look, they're just like us.
Yeah. Are there circuses anymore?
No, they're those big extravaganzas now, you know. No animals, it's just people trapezing. Is that a word, trapezing?
Yeah, well, it is now.
Yeah, well, there you go.
They're risking the chance that they may splatter on the ground in front of kids.
Which is why people go and see it.
Yeah, because I'd love to see that. We went last night and the guy fell on the ground, pfft, all over the blood, everything. Yeah. Oh, damn.
Oh, I wish we were there.
You know the lion tamers?
Yeah.
Look what they take in there to protect themselves, a stool and a whip. Really? What is it about the stool that they think is threatening to the King of the Jungle.
I'd have no idea.
They gave me a choice. I'd go in there. I wouldn't take anything less than a sawn or shotgun, chainsaw, and a leg of lamb, just for backup. Jump through the hoop three times. Jump over me. That's good. Now walk on the barrel. Great. Yep. Everyone's loving it. But what's the point?
The Africans there, they used to have the pea shooters, didn't they?
Yeah, they were.
Poison darts. Or...
Yeah. See, they didn't screw around, you know. I feel a bit.
And did they put peas in there?
That's what we used to use at school. They were pea shooters.
Oh, right. The pen. You take out the pen.
And you used to use rice in the pen because that would fit through the hole.
Yeah, that's right. Hang on, let me just try this out. Hang on.
Yeah. Mate, that's bullshit.
Actually, it worked.
Oh, shit.
Are you right?
Nah, mate, you f***ed me.
This is Grumpy Old Comedians with Gary Hu and Darren Sanders, and joining them soon, me, Mick Meredith.
Do you like reading gossip magazines, gossip articles, Gaz?
Yeah, I've got to say, there is a little bit inside me that likes it, and there's another little bit that says, I don't know why I'm reading this.
You look at the names of some of the people, they're always appearing in them. Their claim to fame is really doing nothing other than being sociable, you know? Like Paris Hilton. Yeah. I mean, what's she done?
Oh, no, whoa. She's done lots. Haven't you seen the video? Did she really do anything wrong?
Not really, no. I mean, all they've done is recorded themselves at home in the privacy of their own house.
In their natural habitat.
And then, you know, somebody's taken that tape and...
exploited it.
Yeah.
To people like you and me.
You know, I don't want to watch that.
Don't you? No. Could I have it? Tell me something. Be honest.
What?
It's okay.
Yeah.
All right, you're with friends.
Mm.
You ever had sex on film? I mean, serious, real sex.
On film?
Yeah, on video. You know. Hang on, you've got to think.
No, everybody has, yes.
What do you mean everybody has?
Everybody has.
I haven't. No. I just don't know when to bring it up, you know, when you're having sex. Do you mind if I turn the camera on, you know? So I couldn't be a porn star because... I'm just too self-conscious about it, you know.
Yeah, you'd hate to be there with another guy and you, do you have to be here, mate? You know? Feel a bit inadequate now.
Yeah, well, see, because you never know if they've got a bigger penis than you do.
I wouldn't worry about that.
What?
Having a little one.
Wouldn't you?
Nah.
That's because you've got a big one.
Got any fetishes, Gaz?
Oh, come on. That's
got to be personal.
you really come on, don't you? I understand what women don't like about you now.
Yeah. Don't worry, there's a list. And I'm not a big fetish person, you know. I'm pretty basic, I think, when it comes to...
I think you are. Very basic. I've noticed that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not one to do all the piercings and whatnot.
No, you get someone else to do it.
Yeah, it intrigues me. You
it
know.
Does.
I think the whipping and the waxing seems to be...
Well, what about the foot fetish?
It's the most ugly part of the body, the foot.
But they love sucking the big toe or something, you know? I mean, my God, you see where those things go?
Yeah.
Who wants to suck someone's big toe?
Are you into the whipping?
What, you asking me personally?
No. Yeah, what are you doing after the show?
Do I like being whipped? Is that what you're asking me?
That these guys that, what is it, submissives?
Submissive, yeah.
Yeah, and they want to have a woman come out and tell them what to do and boss them around.
And hit them.
Yeah, and do all that stuff. I mean,
handcuff them.
Yeah.
And stick things into them, you know. And then get their penis and wrap a wire around it and squeeze it and... Sorry. I got a bit carried away there.
You did for a second.
Yeah, I did. And boy, it was pretty scary. I started feeling that.
I did too. I was watching a transition in your face then.
You
went to another place.
I was starting to get into it. Whoa.
Here's Christian Power with This Train Is Bound for Glory from the album Get Lucky.
Woo. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, nobody rots but the rats and the holy. This train is bound for glory, this train. Well, this train don't carry no gamblers, this train. This train don't carry no gamblers, this train. Midnight ramblers at this train. Don't care, no gamblers, this train. Will this train
this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, nobody writes about the righteous and the holy. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train don't carry no jokers, this train. This train don't carry no jokers, this train. This train don't carry no jokers, hats on women or cigar smokers. Hell, this train don't carry no jokers, this train. Well, this train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, nobody writes about the righteous and the holy. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train don't carry no liars, this train. This train don't carry no liars, this train. Well, this train don't carry no liars, no slow walkers or midnight flyers. Yeah, this train don't carry no liars, this train. This train is the last train of this train. Let me tell you now, this train is the last train of this train. Well, this train is the last train. Jump on board, it won't be coming back again. I said, this train is the last train, this train. This train is bound for glory, 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 this train. Well, this train is bound for glory, nobody writes about the rocks and holy. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train, this train, this train.
We've been talking about a lot of things that are crap.
Yeah.
That are mystical.
Yeah.
What about hypnotists?
I don't believe them.
Don't you?
Nah.
You don't believe that I can just go and you'll...
Nah. Do that, turn into a chicken. That's crap.
I wasn't thinking of a chook.
Oh.
I was turning you into something else.
Oh, no,
like a
no.
Beautiful blonde. It didn't work.
See, I don't want you to believe that. See, if all of a sudden you go like that and then you believe that.
You don't believe that people really get hypnotised?
No, it just seems a bit too... You know, then if somebody came up to you and started doing all that...
Mm.
You know.
I like the way you do that.
Do you?
You could be one of them.
Yeah, but only...
Try the click.
If only you fall for it, okay.
Yeah.
And sleep.
Sorry, I fell asleep before you clicked. You're good.
Yeah.
That's how good you are. You'd be a forerunner in that department.
They always have that look too, you know, the magicians, hypnotists.
What is that look? How would you describe that look?
It's the one eyebrow raised, mystical...
Right.
Look at this.
Gee, you've got it.
Mm.
They've got to have that cape?
Yeah, always.
It doesn't work, really, if you don't have the
cape.
Just
to hide stuff.
Chooks and...
Yeah, pigeons. Nothing up my sleeve. You should have a look behind
here. Check out the cape! Yeah. I've never been into all that magic stuff, you know.
Yeah.
However, I can't pull the hair out of my ass.
You don't want to be doing that trick, Anne. Here's one you should see for yourself.
You don't want to see it, believe me.
When you see him just do that and sleep, you know, you must be very gullible.
I don't know, man, I'm a bit tired. You've made me quite drowsy.
Really? Yeah. I think it's just the conversation. It's got nothing to do with that.
No, mate, after you clicked, honestly, I felt a connection.
Did you? And wake.
Oh, mate, I feel like $1 million. Do you think people can really manipulate people like that? I mean, advertising seems to do it.
I don't think it's hypnosis advertising. It's more
brainwashing.
Yeah, brainwashing. That's what it is. It's not really hypnotism. It's brainwashing. So maybe if you do get people in the right environment, you know.
Yeah, but it'd be very good if you could use that old thing for many things. Like when you get pulled up with the breathalyzer, you know, you can only get drive on, sir.
Yeah.
Or when you're trying to get to sleep at night, you know, oh, I can't sleep yet. Oh, that's it.
How do you wake up?
Well, that's a problem. I would suggest you phone a friend.
You know what I'd like to be able to do?
What?
I'd love to be able to give myself a massage.
Would you?
You ever tried doing that to yourself?
Well, no, it doesn't turn me on.
No, you know, when somebody get a sore shoulder, so you try giving yourself a massage, but it's not the same.
Yeah, but what about when you get to the end and you've got to ask yourself whether you'd like to finish? We've got these little shops around now called convenience stores. We pay for that convenience. You pay three times as much because they're open late at night. But what I want to know is what about during the day? That's not convenient. Everyone's open.
So you think they should change your name during the daytime?
Yes.
Yeah.
Inconvenience store.
So you've never gone in there and thought, wow, milk, $8. That's convenient.
A pie, $6.
Mm.
Oh, convenient.
The Slurpee machine doesn't work.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
When you think about it, there isn't much in your life that's convenient, is it? And all of a sudden we've got a store that's selling convenience.
You want to know the real reason they're called convenience stores?
Why is that?
It's because late at night, you need a rubber.
What?
Well, you may do. You never know.
Late at night, I'd be ready.
Hey, and where are you going to get one?
Where?
Convenience store.
Oh.
And then you walk in, you go, this is convenient.
Ooh. I'll tell you when they'll be convenient. When you walk in there and there's a prostitute standing next to the ATM machine and she says to you, would you like sex? And you go, yeah. And she goes, well, hang on a minute, I'll just get some money out.
You're listening to the Grumpy Old Comedians podcast with Gary Hu, Darren Sanders and Mick Meredith.
One thing for sure is we're going to get old.
Some sooner than others.
Exactly. And, you know, you have old men and you have old women. And, the old women, they come up with tales called old wives' tales.
Yeah.
Well, old men come up with tales, okay, but, you know, they're usually about, you know, things that happened.
Yeah.
You know, like fishing.
Fishing tales are a very big one.
And old sexual tales.
Yeah. Sure, they may be exaggerated, but nevertheless, they're tales.
Just a little.
How big was the one that got away? About this big.
Yeah. But women come up with these old wives' tales, and it's a bit of a shame, a bit of an anticlimax, bad luck stories, you know, like if you don't throw the salt over your shoulder, you'll die or something.
Uplifting stuff.
Yeah. To me, I just say, if I throw it over my shoulder, it won't land on the steak.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a positive person.
That's it.
You know, it's okay if my steak's over there. But no.
A lot's to do with the guilt again, you know.
The guilt?
The guilty things.
Well, what do you mean by guilt?
Well, you know, give us a look at your palms.
What do you look? They're clear as hell. See,
not hairy at all. And Gaz, I'm over here.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, see, you know, there are many, many tales. You know, you've got things to do with animals. You know, if there's a bird in your house, apparently that means death.
What sort of animal's okay?
Apparently, a cricket is okay.
No, they're bad luck, aren't they?
No, good luck.
Oh, good luck.
It's meant to be happiness. Cricket in the house is happiness. But I tell you, come summertime and I'm watching the cricket. There's no
the
good luck.
The missus is not happy, is she? But there are a lot of old wives' tales, aren't there?
Oh, there are thousands. I was on the internet. I was looking for old wives' tales.
Did you?
Sure, a few pictures of some rear ends came up. This is a famous one, the birthday cake. If you blow out all your candles with one puff and make a wish, the wish will come true.
Really?
Yeah. Has that ever happened? Have you ever blown the candles out and made that wish?
Mate, the last time I blew on my birthday cake, no one wanted to eat it.
If you're on a bridge and you say goodbye to a friend on a bridge, you will never see each other again.
Is that right?
Hmm. I suppose if one of you is going to jump, there's a fair chance that you will never see each other again.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even just the tiles. It's other stuff you were brought up as a kid. Eat your crusts. So your hair gets curly.
Well, I haven't got curly hair, but by God, my penis must have been getting into it. You ever notice people when they talk on mobile phones, they're really loud?
Yeah.
They tell everybody about their plan.
Yeah.
People on the mobile, you know, it rings and they got to get up and walk away. Why are they walking away?
Depends which company you're with. Usually you walk around to try and get a signal.
Yeah.
You go, hang on a minute, I just got to go out on the roof.
Not a good reception here.
Where are you? Oh, I'm up a ladder.
Yeah, they always want to know where you are.
When I ring some companies up, you know, you want to talk to someone, and the receptionist is obviously has all her stock standard lines there as well.
Yeah.
And I always like that favourite one about, can I speak to so-and-so? Let me just check to see if he's in. Hey, hang on, he worked there or what? If you work there, you know he's in. You know, you don't go, oh, he might have come in, I'm not sure. Why don't they just be honest and go, look, I'll just check and see if he wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
That's the truth.
Yeah. And you feel good then, don't you? Because you know that's what they're thinking.
That's
so
right.
When that person picks up the phone, you go, yeah, I passed. He wants to talk to me now.
You know these crazy ringtones.
What have you got?
I got a normal one.
Do you think Tchaikovsky and Bach and Beethoven all sat around writing their big concertos and thinking, you know, I reckon we'll make it one day. When these songs become mobile phone ringtones,
we'll corner the market.
Have you got one of those little, the futuristic earpiece and receiver, communicator, stick it in your ear, walk around like you're a robot? Yeah. I think maybe we should give them all the homeless people. You know, the homeless guys walk around in the city, the ones always talking to themselves. Just whack one of those little earpieces in them. They wouldn't look so weird anymore, would they?
No, they wouldn't.
They'd be able to walk through Pitt Street Mall, looking like they belong there.
Exactly.
Looking like I'm going to a job. Sell. What? Rabbits. Kill them. Who? Yeah. Drinks.
Some people have, you know, a few phones. I saw a girl the other day that had two phones.
Two?
Yeah, oh, great set of Nokias. Do you dance much?
White Australian male, do I dance much?
Yeah.
There are some people that just shouldn't dance.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
No, actually, I'm a good dancer.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty special.
Why is it?
I don't know. But a lot of women, they like dancing with me.
Do they?
Yeah, they say I have a great sexuality.
When you dance?
Yeah. Chicks want you to dance.
Yeah, I know that.
Don't they?
They do. But see,
not only do they want you to pay for the dinner, pay for the whole night, but now you've got to make an asshole of yourself.
Yeah. Come on, let's dance.
And yeah.
No, I can't. I've got a leg.
Yeah. Sex, I'm good at.
Yeah.
But dance, nah.
See, I think women have this perception, if they see how a guy dances, they assume that's what he's going to be like in bed. He'll have a bit of rhythm, a bit of movement. Where guys, we look at a woman and go, who cares how she dances?
Yeah. Right. We care how we dance. And that's why we don't, because we know we look stupid.
Yeah.
And because, you know, you can't dance with a heart on. That's as simple as that. But, you know.
Well, you can, but it's called close dancing. So you dance with a close. Don't you dare walk away from me. Where do you think you're going? Yeah. Oh, no, and she knows. I'm going to dance over here for a while. No, you're not.
You stay right here.
Yeah.
You're the dartboard.
And she'll go, yeah, I know, I can feel the prick.
It's me, Mick Meredith, and here's a track from my album Midlife Crisis, available on iTunes.
Most men, they love boobs, chest puppies, titties, knocks and breasts. There's a set that men don't like, the wobbly ones that grow upon their chests. Ah yeah, I gotta set myself, and they're not pretty, but they've got appeal. When I take my shirt off at the swimming pool, all the babies think it's time for a meal. Whoa, got man boobs, a man delicious set of tartars. Got man boobs, a sudden movement, and I'll need a burly sports bra. Got man boobs, maybe you got some too. My man boobs weigh me down when I am running for the bus. If I was a chubby lady, you wouldn't call me fat, you'd say that I was voluptuous. My man boobs make me sweaty, they make me moist around my chest. The other night I was so hot down at the pub, I won the wet t-shirt contest. Whoa, got man boobs, they're bigger than my sister's, but not my mother's. Got man boobs, they're not that huge that you will call them udders. Got man boobs, you wanna touch them too. When I bend over, it's cleavage front and back, you'll see. Mathematically speaking, I'm a 34 double D. I knock myself out if I ever went for a jog. No, I'm on the front cover of wiggle with me. My man boobs are kind of useless, just put a strain upon my back. But they make me feel so special at the built-in sight. They always whistle at my rack. Wow, got man boobs, and unlike porn stars, these manly mams are for real. I got man boobs, and why do teenage boys always try to cop a feel? I got man boobs from overeating fast food in shopping malls. Whoa, I got man boobs. I got these jiggly wiggly big man boobs, but sadly now these once great tits are sagging like my balls. Sagging like my balls.
What do you think of first class, second class stuff?
I don't like any sort of class,
you know,
ever since I was at school.
And I hate the way they don't hide class, you know, especially on planes, you know. They have a real shitty attempt at it, you know. They pull the curtain across, but the curtain only goes down to their knees, eh?
Yeah.
And you can see what their legs are doing, eh? You can see they're getting treatment through their leg movements.
And you got to walk through that class anyway to get to your seat. And they get there first, don't they? They know they're sitting in first class going, look at this.
In their lovely big seats,
eh?
Yeah, no wonder we've got no room. They've got all the room.
I think you've got an issue here with the first and second class.
I want to take one of these big airlines to court.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to sue them myself. I'll be my own lawyer. That's right. I'll go in there. Yeah, I'm not scared of these people. Yeah.
Have you studied law, have you?
No. Well, not exactly. Not exactly. But I used to go out with a girlfriend that used to be a lawyer.
Yeah?
Well, she wasn't really a lawyer, but she did get done for soliciting. She knew a lot.
You know when you go to the movies?
What?
They spend millions, billions, trillions making a film, special effects.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, when you go to the cinema, you sit there before the film, and they still have that really old shitty slide.
Yeah.
And the one that says, come to the candy bar.
Popcorn.
Yeah. $14.
Am I an investor?
It's a shocking slide too, isn't it?
It's a shocker.
You know, and it's still got that pubic hair running all the way through it too, isn't it? It's just flickering up there. Movies have changed, haven't they?
You know? They're not like they used to be.
Nah, you know, the old classics, you know, you had the Frankly, My Dear, I Don't Give a Damn.
Yeah.
You know, it's soft now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And now it's somebody in a film going, hey, frankly, babe, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, piss off.
That's not a classic line.
Yeah, nah.
You know, the other one was, you know. What was that Humphrey Bogart line in Casablanca?
Play it again, Sam.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Who was Sam?
The piano player. That's why he told him, play it again.
Ah.
You must remember this. I think that was it. As time goes by.
Yeah, as time goes by.
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? It just goes like this, doesn't it?
You're listening to the Grumpy Old Comedians podcast with Gary Hu, Darren Sanders and Mick Meredith.